Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Most High, Omnipotent, Good Lord, grant your people grace to renounce gladly the vanities of this world, that following the way of Blessed Francis, we may, for love of you, delight in your whole creation with perfectness of joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What a beautiful day it is today. Isn't it marvelous? We had a wonderful service outside with tons of people and many pets. It was glorious chaos at 9 o'clock. And I want to show you these beautiful vestments. Can you see? They were made by our children, pictures of animals that were then sewn together. Father Raja and Carl have stoles on as well. Ants and elephants and some things I don't even recognize. I think it was last year, or it may have been the year before, at the 11 o'clock service, we had one pet. She was a hen, and she laid an egg in the back of the church. So the ushers decided to bring it up for the offertory. Luckily, it didn't break in the plates. 12 years ago, I was working at a church in Kansas. I had two boys at that time. Luke was just 4, and Jacob was only 2. My husband, J.D., was training for an Ironman, and he was gone somewhere one morning. It was a Tuesday morning. I was frantically trying to get the boys ready for school. We had 3 dogs. I don't know what we were thinking. So I was walking 3 dogs and pushing a stroller. By the time I got the boys out of the house with their snacks and my briefcase, I remember distinctly noticing that I had butter in my hair. Mornings are crazy when you have toddlers and pets. Well, mornings are crazy if you only have pets, right? I was herding the boys into the car, and Jacob, who was a very blonde 2-year-old, slipped out from under my grasp, and he ran out into the front lawn, and he pointed at something. Mama, 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 mom, he said. Look, 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 look. There, in the middle of the front lawn, was a very large dandelion. Max looked at me. "Blow on it," he said. I was so anxious, I was already running late. So I scooped him up and stuck him in the car seat and started strapping him in. Jacob's face was full of anguish, and he started to cry. It has been 12 years. For the life of me, I cannot recall why I was rushing. I can't remember what meeting could have been so important. But I will never forget the look of the sunlight on his very blonde hair and the look of total anguish on his little face when I didn't blow on the dandelion. Jesus says in the gospel for today, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and you have revealed them to infants." You have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and you have revealed them to infants. The word in the ancient Greek is little child. Very small children have the capacity to wonder. They live in a state of utter fascination, staring at the bird who sings in the tree, absorbed by the spider as it weaves its web. It is those children who exist in a simple state of wonder who can see God. But something happens to us as we grow up in this world. We become absorbed with details and schedules and appointments. We become concerned with what other people think about us. And we lose that state of wonder. We become distracted and busy. We forget how to see God. Let me tell you a truth about your spiritual life. You will never find God by running faster or doing more. Let me say that again. You will never find God by running faster or doing more. No, God can be found only when you take yourself back to that early stage of childhood and you wonder at the creation. You will only see God when you are able to stop and stare and blow on the dandelion. Saint Francis is the most popular of all of the saints, and we celebrate him today. Francis is loved by all the denominations, even the ones that don't believe in saints. Francis was the son of a wealthy silk merchant. He grew up with everything he wanted, and he loved to party and drink with his friends. He went off to war in order to earn prestige and honor. But in the year 1204, Francis had a vision of Jesus. This vision was so beautiful. It was so radically beautiful that it completely altered Francis's perspective on everything. It totally changed his whole life. Francis no longer cared what anyone thought of him. And he didn't care for any of his belongings or his wealth. He returned back to his village in order to lead a simple life. But his father wanted him to work as a silk merchant, and his father said, "You come with me. You owe me the clothes on your back." So you know what Francis did in front of the whole village and the bishop and his father? He stripped off all of his clothes and stood there, stark naked, in front of the bishop. "Take it," he said. "Take all of it. I don't care about any of it." You see, Francis realized that he was rich. He was full with the song of the birds in the trees. He was overflowing with the beauty of the flowers. He had everything he needed right here in God's creation. Francis was like a little child. He would sing to the sunrise. He would preach to the birds. And sometimes he would stand in a field and be so overwhelmed with the beauty of God's creation that he would hold out his hands and stand there for an hour with tears streaming down his face, overwhelmed by the beauty of what he saw. Have you ever been to the grocery store and you're waiting in the checkout line and there's a baby in the seat, the car seats, you know, that they stick in the grocery cart? And the baby is facing you, and that little one stares at you without blinking. You know that stare? The baby is unaware of the fact that you're embarrassed. The baby has no inhibitions. It's just fascinated with your nose. I know that every one of you goes outside during the day, right? Maybe you go for a walk, or at the very least, you get in your car, right? But most of us are in our cars, and we start rushing, and we turn on the radio, we talk on our cell phone. We don't text, though, right? But we get mad because someone pulls right in front of us, or we get stuck in a traffic jam that seems to go on forever, and we rush and rush and rush. But I believe that God gives you gifts every day, moments of invitation. God says, "Hey, look at this that I just made. There's a flower blooming by your doorstep. If you would only stop and look and stare at it like the baby stared at your nose." Holy moments offered to you like jewels, like pearls, gifts. But we rush by them and we don't see them. And we get so preoccupied. In the Episcopal Church, we teach that every Christian should pray daily. And as priests and deacons, we have to say the morning prayers and read the scripture every day. But for many people, that's overwhelming. And it becomes just another to-do item on your to-do list. Just another thing to worry about or feel guilty about. So maybe you cannot schedule a prayer time yet, but I know that every one of you can start practicing Francis moments. Francis moments are not scheduled. They're completely spontaneous. They happen when you stop and stare at something that God made. When you drink it in, and you return to that early stage of wonder, like a little child, and just for a moment, you can see the wonder of God's creation. Can you do it this week? Just one Francis moment each day. It could be anywhere. Maybe you're in the car and a drop of rain hits your windshield and it's beautiful. Or maybe you see the sunlight reflected on the St. John's River as you're driving home from work. It doesn't matter what it is. Look for it. Look for your Francis moment. That is the way that God invites you closer, by inviting you to return to that early stage of childhood when you wondered at what God had done, when you stopped and blew on the dandelion. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, you call us to love you and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Yet we live in a broken world. Show us how to love you here in the urban core of Jacksonville. Merciful God,
help us to love at the core.
Bless the nations of the earth. Help us to treat one another with kindness and justice. We pray especially for the peace in the Middle East and an end to violence in Central America. I invite you to speak aloud your petitions for the world. Merciful God, help us to love at the core. Bless all who are sick, hungry, lonely, or suffering in any way. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who need our prayers.
We pray for those in West Africa and in the United States who are infected with the Ebola virus. Keep them and their communities safe. Help us to respond with grace and wisdom to this crisis.
Merciful God, help us to love at the core. We pray for the church throughout the world, especially for the Christians of the Middle East, China, and North Korea, and for this congregation here in the heart of the city. I invite you to speak aloud your petitions for the church and this city.
Pray especially for the people of Hong Kong and China.
Merciful God, help us to love at the core. Bless those who have died. May they see you face to face. We remember especially Chris Milton. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died.
Don, Judy.
Merciful God, help us to love at the core.
Let us say together a prayer attributed to St. Francis. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, all of you. Welcome to the cathedral. If you're new or visiting and you hold your hand up, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to hold it up so they can find you. So put your hand up if you're visiting or new, and we're so glad all of you are here today. If you participated in the Family Promise program, that means that we hosted a couple of homeless families here this week, and one mom, I think, has found an apartment and a job, and that's awesome. For those of you who helped out, this is a wonderful program, and we are inviting all of our volunteers to lunch after this service in Ingram Lounge. So if you did anything at all to help, please come and join us. Monday night at 6 o'clock in Tolliver Hall is a men's fellowship dinner. So if you'd like to hang out with some other men, see the bulletin for details. We have a great speaker coming, and I want to call your attention to this. On Wednesday, October the 15th, Robert Lupton, the author of Toxic Charity, which is an amazing book, will be here at the cathedral at 7 o'clock in the evening. We do have dinner that starts at 5 and goes till 6:30, so you're welcome to have dinner with us and then come and hear Robert Lupton. If you know or love someone who wants to be baptized, we're going to have our next baptismal celebration on the first Sunday of November. So be sure to call us if you would like to be baptized. Also, I am very pleased to announce that we have a beautiful new art exhibit in Tolliver Hall. We are exhibiting the icons of our own parishioners. We have so many people who have written icons here at the cathedral through various icon writing workshops that the entire room is filled with icons. So come into Tolliver Hall and look at these beautiful works of art that were created by your neighbors in the pews. We have a few people who are on a retreat on Curcio this weekend and next, so see your prayers of the people in the bulletin and please pray for them. And last but not least, it is a tradition in this congregation that when someone reaches 90 or above, we clap for them. And Betty Flynn is 92. Betty, can you raise your hand? There she is. Bravo. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive, and God has given us so much."
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with Francis and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now if you turn in your hymnals to number at the beginning of the hymnal, S119. And now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember to take a moment each day, stop, stare at the beauty of God's creation. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.